You're listening to Morning Ireland. It is 7:51 and Gail Conway has the business news.
Thanks, Justin. Thousands of commonly used online sites and apps, including X, Spotify and ChatGPT, were inaccessible yesterday after a major outage linked to Cloudflare. Cloudflare has since restored services, apologised to users and said there was no sign of any attack or malicious activity. It's the latest outage to hit internet services. Microsoft Azure also faced an issue last month, while disruption at Amazon caused global turmoil among thousands of websites and apps earlier in October. Carl Slattery, Head of Professional Services at Echo, an Irish headquartered cybersecurity specialist, joins me on the programme now. Carl, who or what are Cloudflare?
Nice to meet you, Gail. Cloudflare are a technology company that provide a range of networking and security services to organisations who would have an online presence. So they provide services such as making sure their website is easily accessible for somebody trying to access it, and more so on the cybersecurity side, where they would provide a range of features to stop websites going offline from malicious actors trying to implement such things as denial of service attacks, whereas millions of requests would be pushed towards a website to make it inaccessible and make it fall over. So with that, yesterday, Cloudflare, it would control around 20% of the global traffic hitting websites. So when something like that goes down, it has a dramatic impact out there. It would sit in front of websites. So when that user is trying to access it, the website behind it, such as your Spotify, such as your X or your ChatGPT, that website was still live, was online, but Cloudflare sitting in front of it was down, so users could not access it.
So why do you think this happened?
When an outage happens, people generally think, is it a security incident or is it a technical incident in the back end? In this incident, it was a technical glitch. It seems to be a configuration file that was automatically generated within Cloudflare. It grew too big and it fell over, which caused Cloudflare to go offline and had a ripple consequence out there on the internet, given the amount of services that rely on Cloudflare out there.
And for Microsoft and Amazon, was it something similar? Was it a glitch? There wasn't any cyber attack in those instances.
Yeah, similarly, it seems to have been a glitch in this instance. There's been quite a few outages recently, like the Microsoft, like the Amazon. You had CrowdStrike last year, which is one of the top security companies out there. They also had a glitch out there, which ended up grounding a lot of airplanes across the globe. So generally, it can be a technical glitch or a cybersecurity incident. Generally, there's so much technology advancements. People are trying to stay in front of the cybersecurity threats out there, so implementing these controls like Cloudflare. But unfortunately, no service is infallible. None of them have 100% uptime, and there's always going to be SLAs of 99.9%. So people really need to think of what resiliency you can have in place to stop an outage like this happening in the first place. Have you thought about what keeps your business online? What if that service goes offline? What is the impact that can have to your business? Have you tested plans for redundancy, really having that resiliency mindset off the back of it? And then risk acceptance of the likes of these third parties. How reliant are you for your business if these go offline? And really, there's various different methods you can do, people, process, technology, to make sure you have that resiliency in place for these types of incidents.
Do you think Irish businesses out there that were affected by this may not even have been aware that they were using Cloudflare?
Yeah, I think Cloudflare, a lot of people may not have heard of it up until yesterday, unless you're working in the kind of technology area within businesses. It's one of these things that just sits in the background. It's like the foundation or the plumbing of your house. And unfortunately, when something goes wrong, it's only then you understand what it is that's actually sitting there to keeping everything working together. So I think, yeah, a lot of people heard of Cloudflare for the first time yesterday, and it's now a household name out there.
Okay, Carl Slattery, Head of Professional Services at Echo, thanks for your time on the programme this morning. I'll have more business in the next hour.